And welcome back to the show. It is 11:34. Can you imagine that? 203-333-9422. So this is very personally exciting for me because I know a Beauty Queen winner. So Samantha Cirelli and Chelsea Denby are in the studio with us. Chelsea Denby is Miss Connecticut USA 2020. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And Samantha Cirelli, you're Miss Connecticut Teen USA 2020. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I have a little bit of bias because, of course, I was rooting for Sam. Samantha Cirelli is a lovely young woman who is a recent graduate of Staples High School. She's now a freshman at Trinity. And she gave us the great honor of being an intern with us, not only through the spring, but also helped us out through the summer in my probate court, wearing my other hat as the probate judge in Westport and Weston. And Sammy did a great job.
Thank you so much. So, I had so much fun.
You had so much fun.
I learned so much.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. So I was delighted to hear that you won, what was it, the Saturday night after Thanksgiving at the pageant? Now, were you both, was the pageant for both of you that same day?
Yes, it was.
Oh, so congratulations. So
Thank you.
You just got the crown. Did you bring the crowns with you, by the way, ladies?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's fun. I want to see them. So let me begin with you, Chelsea. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks.
And I'd like to know, and I think many people would like to know, your motivation for entering the pageant.
So actually, this isn't my first time entering a pageant. I still feel like I'm a newbie to the pageant world. I used to live in Massachusetts, but I took on a job as an event program coordinator for the Hometown Foundation in Cheshire. And the whole motive for this was just a personal accomplishment for me, and also just to advocate for self-acceptance and redefining what that means. Yes, it's about loving yourself, but it's also about accepting everyone for who they are. And for my job, we do a lot of work with Special Olympics Connecticut. And I have a younger brother who is autistic, so I wanted to be his voice that weekend when I did compete, and I can't wait to share my platform at Miss USA and with the world. Very excited.
Okay, that's very beautiful. I understand you grew up, or you were born in Nantucket?
I was born in Nantucket, yes. I'm an island girl. Yes, I'm from Massachusetts, but for me, Nantucket is its own little world.
It's
an island, so I'm definitely a small town girl.
Did you go to school there?
I did. I went to Nantucket High School.
How many people are in Nantucket High School?
Gosh, I'm sure it's gotten bigger now. When I went, my graduating class was about 98, and in total for the school, about maybe 450 students.
Okay, so that's still, you know, that's a few people from gathering the island. And are the winters harsh there?
Oh, yeah. It's a ghost town.
It's
going to be even quieter soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is the weather rough to be there? I mean, does it whip the winds? Does it feel very cold?
Yes. It feels like it's a lot colder, but actually we're a little bit warmer since we're surrounded by the ocean.
Right.
We're definitely a lot warmer.
But it feels colder.
Oh, yeah.
It really feels colder.
And in the summertime, it's beautiful. It's the biggest,
yes,
one of the biggest tourist destinations. So
there is. Absolutely. Yeah. I've been there many times. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And are your parents still there?
They are, yes.
Is there a name for people that are islanders? Is that what you just call them, islanders? Or is there a special towny name?
So if you're born in Nantucket, you're called an island native. And if you just moved there, you're called a wash ashore.
A wash ashore. See,
yes.
That's a name I didn't know. A wash ashore.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. Do you think you'll go back there?
It's always going to be my home. You never know. I'm always visiting there. So Nantucket, for me, will always be a part of who I am. You know, I'm a small town girl, and I really enjoy the simple things in life. So it's definitely taught me to be a lot more humble.
Now, you said you're not sure what it is right now, as if that was in the way back recent past. But you're a young woman.
Yes, I am.
You're in your 20s, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Chelsea, so you said that you wanted to do this for personal reasons. I would like to hear from you, and I'm going to hear from Samantha soon about this too. What is it personally that you undergo in order to be a credible pageant contestant? In other words, what are the criteria that you know that you have to meet?
So it takes a lot of inner confidence. When I first started pageantry, I was definitely not as confident. I didn't accept myself. And I also felt so insecure walking in a swimsuit on stage.
Sure, who wouldn't?
Yeah. And then ever since I walked on a stage in the swimsuit for the first time in front of hundreds of people, I walked off that stage feeling like a completely new woman.
Really?
So much more confident and empowering. So that's a huge part of my advocacy of why I'm a self-acceptance advocate, because I also want to encourage and empower other women to compete in pageants.
We're chatting with two of the winners, two people who will be representing Connecticut in the Miss USA pageant. We have the Miss Teen and the Miss Connecticut. 203-333-9422 if you want to be part of the show and ask one of these lovely ladies a question. Do you have to be a certain height? Do you have to be a certain weight?
So I know a lot of girls think they do have to be a certain height or weight. You do not have to be a certain height or weight.
You don't have to be a certain height?
Just bring your confidence.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
No way.
Yeah.
You're 5'5", and you won.
I'm only 5'5", yeah.
You're very slim. Have you ever had a weight problem?
No, but I know when I first started, I was definitely a little bit curvier, and I would feel super just not as confident about myself. And I used to think you had to look a certain way, but turns out you don't. Just
well, you do. I mean, I'm looking at you. You're very beautiful. You're very.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You're very slim. You know, you are. You're very, very slim, and you have, you know, beautiful makeup and all that stuff. So when you say that you were a little curvier, is it fair to say that if you're a little curvier, you probably won't win a pageant?
Absolutely not.
No?
I think you need to
definitely
embrace
not.
It.
No?
Definitely not.
Embrace those curves.
You have to. It's really about embracing your body. It's not about having the most perfect measurements. It's about going on stage and owning your body and being happy with yourself. Because if you're happy with yourself and you're happy with your body, even if you've got, you know, bigger curves, you got a little extra jiggle or something, that's fine.
I have a lot of extra jiggle.
That's
no,
all right.
But that's fine, because that's your body. And as long as you're happy with yourself, that's really what shows on stage. And that's exactly what the judges are looking for. They're looking for a girl who is happy with herself, happy with her body. Because let's face it, you know, nobody has a perfect body. Like, around the world, like, we all have something that we're insecure about.
Right. And when we say perfect, it's sort of funny. Like, nobody has a perfect body, but everybody's body is perfect, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And as long as you're happy with yourself, that's what you want when you, that's what the type of people they're looking to represent Connecticut and the United States. They want people who are going around and telling little girls, you know, love yourself, love your body, because look at me, I love myself and I love my body.
So Samantha Sorelli, so you're Miss Teen Connecticut.
I'm Miss Connecticut Teen
Miss
USA.
Miss Connecticut Teen USA. And that's not the first time that you competed in the pageant, right?
No, it was my third and final try. This was my final year because I was going to age out, but I really put my heart and soul into this year, and I was very, very confident. I felt really, really ready, and I'm ready for nationals, and I feel like that really showed to the judges.
Now, you do have the height.
Yes. I'm 5'10", so
do.
I have the height.
You too. And have you? And you're very slim as well. Have you ever had a weight issue?
No, but I actually was body shamed. I was body shamed because I was too skinny. People always told me...
You know, people wish for that, Samantha. It's hard to get people to feel sorry for you for that.
Yeah, I know, but I think it hurts just... I think it hurts. Still hurts,
well, of course,
just as much.
But I'm just saying, but a lot of people would like to be, you know, too skinny. They would like to be called too skinny anyway.
Perhaps, but those comments really definitely tore down my self-esteem, to people telling me that I needed to eat or that I wasn't pretty enough. Or people telling me that I looked unhealthy.
Oh,
those
they
sort
were
of
accusing
comments.
You. So there was a veiled comment like maybe there's something mentally wrong with you that you have anorexia because you're so skinny. Was that sort of the implication when you were being made fun of?
It wasn't exactly anorexia, but like, yes, it was that I needed to eat more. Even though my doctors have always said I was healthy and I've always ate healthy and I've always lived a very healthy lifestyle, I was body shamed. And those comments definitely tore down my self-esteem, because I remember, as crazy and as funny as it sounds, I remember going to bed crying so many nights, praying to God that I would be able to, you know, gain weight and that I could finally fit in like everyone else. And
really?
Yeah. It
what?
Was
wow.
It was really, really heartbreaking for me when I was younger. I was very, very self-conscious about my body.
So what do you think turned around in you that you decided, regardless of a crown or not, that you were going to change your relationship to the world and you were going to establish this self-confidence? What changed for you? How did you do it?
Well, I was bullied from third to seventh grade by a group of girls, and it really tore down my self-esteem. And I always say that I was a shell of a person. And I was living my life, you know, even after I graduated, after I was out of that school and out of that environment, I was still so sad and upset with myself. And I wasn't happy with the person I was. I didn't even want to live. It was a very, very dark time for me. And I didn't want to let those girls have that power over me anymore. Good. I didn't want to live the rest of my life feeling sad for myself, feeling sorry for myself, because I know I'm a good person and I know I have great qualities to myself. So I didn't want to keep on living like a shell of a person anymore.
Did you have therapy?
I didn't do therapy, but really what helped me and what changed my life was pageants. In my junior year of high school, I was still very, very sad and insecure, even though this had after all those years of what I went through with all those mean girls and the comments they made towards me. So I competed for my first pageant and I fell in love, because the best thing about pageants for me is it brought together the world of beauty, but it also brought together the world of philanthropy. It also embraced girls who were the full package, a woman who's not only beautiful, but she's smart, she's confident, and she has a voice. She wants to help others. And that's exactly who I want to be. And it really, really has helped me find myself again. I always say that pageants helped me find Sam. I feel like I found myself again through this. I was lost and I was broken, but I'm here.
That's Samantha Sorelli, and Samantha lives in Westport. Chelsea, you live in Cheshire?
I live in Farmington.
You live in Farmington. You work in Cheshire.
I do, yes.
Okay. So both of you girls have these beautiful smiles on your face, and congratulations to all of you. Was there a lot of competition? Chelsea, was there a lot of competition for the crown for you?
Oh, definitely. I definitely competed with some beautiful, accomplished women, and I hope they come back next year, because all of them deserve to have this moment. It's truly, it's already changing my life, so
really,
I hope they get to experience it.
And so in terms of the pageant contest itself, you mentioned there's a swimsuit.
Yes.
And is it a swimsuit that you get to decide which one to buy, or do you have to, you know, be in the one that they tell you have to be in the swimsuit?
I'm not sure yet. I feel like they do have a sponsored swimsuit for Miss USA, but I'm not sure.
We do have a swimsuit sponsor for the Connecticut pageant, yes. The state pageant. It's Vizcaya Swimwear.
Oh, I see. So you get to choose the swimwear among a line of swimwear from the sponsor. Is that it?
For a photo shoot, we actually have coming up with this specific swimwear line, but for Miss USA, I'm not sure yet, but I know that we'll get to wear a Vizcaya swimsuit. And
will it be a one-piece or a two-piece?
Two-piece.
Two-piece. Two-piece. They've gone to two-piece.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother you, ladies?
No.
I just feel confident and empowered. I don't know.
You're in a good place.
Yeah.
Do you do any physical, personal training workouts? Is exercise part of your routine?
So yes, having a healthy lifestyle, I also think that's good to promote to others on social media. It's not about, you know, being the skinniest contestant. It's just about showing, you know, like, I can be healthy. I can treat myself once in a while. They just want somebody who's like well-rounded, who works out, who likes to have sweets. I love my sweets.
I don't even diet.
No, I know you don't. I can say that's true, because Samantha came to my home for a brunch where I had the staff. I do a yearly brunch, and Samantha came back because she was an intern. And I always notice who eats my food. It's nothing personal to you. But I always notice, because, you know, when you cook for people, you always notice. And I saw that you were just eating like everybody else.
Yeah. No, I don't diet. I don't diet at all. I do make sure that I'm eating healthy. Yes. Obviously, I do like to treat myself. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
I literally have ice cream every day, especially now that I'm in college. I have that freedom. I'm literally always having ice cream. But I don't diet. I do make sure that I'm eating healthy. I make sure that I try to go to the gym. I'm actually really excited because we have an incredible fitness sponsor, Angelo Fraser.
Yes.
So we're going to be able to work with him to prep for Miss Teen USA.
Oh, so this is a specific human being who's going to help you?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back, ladies. We're chatting with two beauty pageant winners on the Lisa Wexler Show, representing Connecticut in the Miss USA pageant coming up. We'll hear about that and more. 203-333-9422. Stay tuned. And welcome back. We are in the studio with Chelsea Denby, Miss Connecticut USA 2020, and Samantha Sorelli, Miss Connecticut Teen USA 2020. These lovely young women are with us. And if you'd like to ask them a question or give a comment on pageants, perhaps you've competed yourself, 203-333-9422. You know, there's always been a little bit of controversy surrounding pageants, particularly the Miss America pageant. Gretchen Carlson of Greenwich took over for a while in the wake of all kind of nasty stuff that went on with internally among the board. Now, this is not your pageant, but it's a different one. And I'm just wondering, ladies, within the pageant world, let me start with you, Chelsea. Have you ever felt any kind of, I don't know, any kind of sexualization of you, or any kind of demeaning comments, or any kind of inappropriate leering going on as you've competed in these pageants?
So I've never experienced that myself, but you know how social media is. People always like to express how they really feel. And definitely people have said this is very sexist and very old school. It's bringing back women hundreds of years. And I completely disagree with that. For me, it's changed my entire life. It's made me a much more confident person. And a swimsuit doesn't have to be looked at as being viewed as in a sexual way. It just can be viewed as in your confidence, you know, especially if you really like to work out and eat healthy. It's also about showing off your hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of girls can relate to, you know, not feeling as confident. But I'm telling you right now, like, compete in a pageant and you will feel so empowered. And
are a lot of the girls doing a lot of plastic surgery to achieve an ideal beauty?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I haven't done any personally myself. But yes, a lot of women do that. I wouldn't say every woman does that. But mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, if you are wanting to do something to make you feel more confident, why not do it?
Okay. So you don't judge that as a negative. You're like, it's all part of it. It's all part of trying to achieve this confidence in yourself.
I don't think that's a part of it for me personally. For other women, they can speak for themselves on that. I feel like you need to do whatever you feel is most confident. You do not have to achieve a certain look to feel confident. It's what you feel is confident.
And what about you, Samantha? Any thoughts on the plastic surgery piece? Have you encountered people, because you're young, you're the teen pageant.
Yeah.
Are there any teens that, you know, have tried to do some nips and tucks in order to achieve their ideal beauty?
I personally don't know of anyone doing that. I haven't done that myself. And I don't think as a teenager we have to be worrying about that right now. We're still growing. We're still changing. So I think we still have time for that. It's very, very important to be confident in yourself. But going back to the whole swimsuit thing, even though I don't compete in that,
oh, the teen doesn't have swimsuits?
Tweens don't have swimsuit.
Okay.
We do athletic wear.
Oh, that's nice. I like athletic wear.
Even though we don't do swimsuit, we're going into 2020. I don't think we should be shaming women for being in a swimsuit. That doesn't demean a woman. That doesn't define who she is.
Okay.
What defines a woman is her personality, the type of person she is, what she does to empower other people, the way she treats other people. That's how we should be defining women. We shouldn't be defining them because they're walking around in a swimsuit. That just means that they're empowered in their body.
But you know, when Gretchen Carlson tried to get rid of the swimsuit part because she felt that there was too much emphasis on the visual, there was a huge backlash within the organization.
Yeah, there was a lot of backlash for that.
I think she said an educated woman does not parade around in a swimsuit.
Which couldn't be far from the truth.
So you don't agree with Gretchen Carlson?
Definitely not. The Miss Universe organization prides itself on being an organization that empowers women to be the best they can be. And it's a woman who's the full package. It's a woman who is smart. It's a woman who's empowered. It's a woman who wants to help others and be a voice. It's a woman who
But it's also about physical beauty.
I don't think it's as much about physical
beauty. Well, that's what
beauty.
Gretchen Carlson was saying. She was saying that if you leave the swimsuit in, then inevitably it becomes so much about physical beauty that it crowds out the other.
But if you actually look at the people who have been crowned, it's not that they have the model-esque bodies. You know, some of them, they have all different body types, but they're healthy. They are healthy. They put the work in. I mean, the last Miss America to wear a swimsuit, she definitely didn't have a model-esque body.
I don't know. I haven't looked in a while.
She didn't, but she was confident in herself, and she still won. It's not about having a perfect body. It's about being empowered in your body and feeling confident in who you are.
I mean, for me personally, I know for Miss USA, I honestly want to look good on stage. And
of course, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And the camera puts 10 pounds on you. You're going to be televised, Chelsea?
Nationally televised. I'm not sure if it's on Fox or ABC yet. Yeah. Steve Harvey will be the host.
Oh, yeah. I hope he gets it right this time.
Me too.
So, and if he doesn't, I hope he says your name. Like, either way, whether you won or you lost, I hope he says your name, because this way you get to be famous. Where is the pageant?
So they're not sure yet. I'm hoping for Vegas. I've never been to Vegas before. Last year they had it in Reno, Nevada.
Okay. The year before it was in Louisiana.
Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah.
And you guys will be going for the same week. So you'll be together.
Yes. For basically the same weeks, yeah.
And you'll be representing Connecticut and cheering each other on.
Yes. We get to represent this beautiful state with so many incredible people. I'm very, very, very excited.
Are there any other pageants that are part of the Miss Universe? Like, is there a Mrs. America or anything?
No.
No, Mrs. Teen?
So there, the Miss Universe organization has three titles, Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, and Miss Universe.
Oh.
So I'm Miss Connecticut Teen USA. I won my state pageant. Now I'm going to be competing for the national title of Miss Teen USA. And that actually, the current Miss Teen USA is from Connecticut.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's her name?
Kaylee Garris.
I don't think I know her.
She's the reigning Miss Teen USA. She's an incredible girl.
Wow.
And Chelsea is our Miss Connecticut USA, yes. So she'll compete for Miss USA. And if she wins, God willing, Miss USA, she goes to Miss Universe.
Oh, that's the way it works.
And they just had Miss Universe.
Yeah, Miss Universe was this past
Connecticut
Sunday.
Ever won to go to Miss Universe?
Yeah, one time we had
Erin Brady, Miss USA 2013. And
oh,
she actually
not that long
hosted
ago.
Miss Connecticut USA.
Wow.
Yeah, it was super cool to
She's
finally meet
the
her.
Sweetheart. Oh. It was really nice getting to meet her.
And these pageant winners, as they've moved on in life, their confidence and all of that has taken them with them. And have they gone on to, you know, continue to lead happy, successful lives as far as you can
see?
Yes,
for sure. The great thing about the Miss Universe organization is it empowers women and it changes their lives. The great thing is that they go on to succeed in the worlds of business, law, politics, and more.
Yep, it's the entertainment really industry. Incredible. Actresses and hosts. It's amazing what this organization does for women.
Well, do you have any beauty tips before we go? I'll start with you, Chelsea. Just very simple, little beauty tip.
Okay, this is probably too simple.
No,
but
it can never be too simple.
It's so important. Get your beauty sleep, ladies.
Sleep is key.
Beauty sleep is
definitely
key.
It is key. And
I
that's what, 8 hours
that.
At least? Something like that?
I would say at least 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yes.
So that's sleep. That's very important. Yeah. What about you, Samantha? Quick beauty tip. A real one, like how to use an eyebrow pencil, something real.
Moisturize.
Moisturize. Even
moisturize.
At your age?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Wow.
It's very, very important to save your skin early. I'm definitely very big on like skincare and keeping yourself clean because you have a great face, then makeup
okay.
and everything else.
Moisturize and good sleep. Well, these are the basics. I would say sunblock.
Yes, sunblock mm-hmm. also.
So I think the key to aging well, I'm a little bit further along the calendar than you. And my skin's not bad, right?
Pretty no,
you
have
great skin.
I'm fishing,
honestly.
I'm fishing.
No, you're right.
It's two things. Sunblock every single day since my 20s. Mm-hmm. And no alcohol. Now, I know that's rough on some people listening, but right. I think that's a key to good skin.
No, you're right.
Well, I believe it.
I do. That's what I think. So we're coming up on noon. Chelsea Denby and Samantha Sorelli, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us in studio. We really appreciate it. We'll be rooting for you. When is
thank
the pageant?
You. Not sure
oh,
yet.
Not sure
it has
yet.
Not
You'll
been announced.
Let us know.
Spring 2020.
Yeah. Spring 2020 it is. We'll be back behind the mic tomorrow for the next edition of the Lisa Wexler Show. You can listen to us on SoundCloud this evening or on iTunes or on WICC600.com. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Stephanie. We'll be back tomorrow. Clark Howard up next.